What did I just do to the table? I did what I...
Just pushed.
Uh-huh. And the opposite table. Of that. Yeah, and the opposite
pulled.
Of that.
Pulled.
Uh-huh. And if you decided to go to the store, but you decided to walk there, and somebody says, oh, why didn't you drive? And you said, oh, well, I only had to go a short
Pick
distance.
Up a few things or not too far.
Well, yeah, not too far. That's good. And if you had to go a long distance, how would you describe that? I had to go...
miles.
Okay, good. If something's not plentiful, it is... like diamonds.
Scarce.
Yeah, uh-huh. People get off the train at the...
depot.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of the term anti-goglin? Or anti-godlin?
That ring a bell.
Okay. What would you say to your guests if they're leaving your house? What would you say?
Come back soon. Nice to have had you.
Do you ever use Spanish words?
Yeah, I even use the Japanese word, sayonara. Auf Wiedersehen.
All right, well...
adios.
Some people do, and not everybody does. What under what conditions would you say Auf Wiedersehen or adios or sayonara?
Just whenever, depending on the people. But yeah, I spent 3 years in Germany and 4 years in Tokyo and a year and a half in Korea.
Did you happen to learn very much Korean or Japanese while you were there?
Not a great deal. A little bit of Korean. It's Komap Sumida and Chomoneo. If they spit it out, you know.
Yeah, they sure do. I've seen karate movies. Yeah. Well, that's the whole interview, unless there's some other little story you wanted to tell me that we didn't get to talk about.
Has anyone talked about some of the happenings downtown? I thought you were interested a little bit more in history, too.
Go ahead, yeah. Yeah.
Some of the strange things that happened, I was thinking of, when I say strange, it's different. Like a human fly came to town back in the 30s and crawled up the face of the Cortez building.
Huh,
when it was,
that.
It was a hotel and crawled all the way up the top. And then there was a big deal of pole sitting. Which went around the country, and they put a big pole on the southwest corner of the Cortez building and had a chair up there, and a guy sat up there in the chair for about 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
Nutty stuff, but... And then another deal that a guy came and shot a line across wire from the Cortez to the Mills building and walked across it across... plaza at night. And these are little things that are kind of lost to history, if you want to call it history. As some, I remember watching them do these things.
Yeah, nobody ever talks about that. Thanks for telling me that.
And my father's office, his medical office, was on the 9th floor of the First National Building, which was the First National Bank in those days. And I remember being up in his office when the Sheldon Hotel burned.
Mm.
The Sheldon was where the plaza is now, mm-hmm. the Plaza Hotel building. And it was 7 stories high. And I remember sitting up there and the windows got so hot we couldn't touch them.
Oh, wow.
But I could watch out, and I remember the firemen up on the roof chopping holes in the roof to get the acrid smoke out and all of the old Sheldon Hotel. Of course, it burned.